Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Speaking of pubs, have they sobered up in the Boston area? Let's go to Chris Price of the Boston Sports Journal now that the celebration has culminated. Chris, how you doing?
I think everyone's sobered up a little bit. They've gotten the confetti out of their hair, and hopefully they're back to work. There's a little bit of a post-parade hangover here in town, but I think Patriots fans will gladly take that when it comes to the alternative.
It has been a hell of a year for those that live in the East Coast, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's there's no messing around out here. It's been a whole day since the championship parade. So people around here are starting to wonder about, you know, if there's going to be a drought. It really is remarkable, though, man. When you consider, look, I've been lucky enough to be covering this team since 2001, and between 1986 and February 2002, there were no parades. And ever since then, it's been like a parade or two a year around here. So it's something that New England fans have gotten an awful lot really used to over the last couple of years.
So I hate to say now what, because we all know now what, but I guess the only question is, has Gronk specifically said he's definitely coming back?
No, not yet. He said he's going to take a week or two. My gut says that they're going to lean on him to come back for at least one more year. I think the continuity on the offensive side of the ball is going to be able to kind of draw him back in. We know Brady's coming back. We know Josh McDaniels is coming back. And, you know, you'll be able to keep the majority of that offensive core around you. So I think that they'll be able to talk him into one more year. He may have to take a little bit of a pay cut, but I think that he can be convinced to maybe run it back one more time. In that same vein, I think it's interesting. I talked to Mark Bavaro the other day, and Bavaro was 29 years old when he played for Bill Belichick, and he started to break down. And Belichick basically said when he was playing for the Browns that year, he said, look, you don't have to practice if you don't want to. And I'm going to be curious to see if, you know, Belichick might try and institute the same plan with his current tight end.
For Belichick, we know that it's basically, yeah, I got a ring, throw it in the box, I'm going out to get another one, I want to beat everybody. So I understand that. But if they're going to upgrade and they're going to try to get deals done to upgrade, what are the most likely personnel changes that will have to happen in New England?
I think some of it depends on whether or not Gronkowski does decide to come back. I think some of it's going to depend on whether or not they can re-sign Trey Flowers, or Devin McCourty's talked about retirement. So, you know, I think if all of those come back in the Patriots' favor, you're looking at a handful of other positions. I think that they're going to move on from a few of their defensive tackles, so I wouldn't be surprised if they don't want, they got a big body to put alongside Lawrence Guy on a regular basis. They need a little bit more depth at linebacker, I think. I think that they're okay when you're talking about, you know, the starters, but, you know, you need another body or two behind them. And there's going to be a lot of turnover at the wide receiver position as well. You have Philip Dorsett, Chris Hogan, and Cordarrelle Patterson, all free agents this offseason. So, you know, you remember this is a team that really was thin at the wide receiver position to start the year. So you're going to see some movement there. The important thing to remember is they had a handful of guys who this year, rookies, who would have been rookies this year, who ended up on IR. Juwan Bentley, kid out of Purdue, who was very, very impressive in the early going. Braxton Berrios, a wide receiver from Miami. Christian Sam, a linebacker out of Arizona State. Isaiah Wynn, a tackle, kid out of Georgia. So, look, you know, we're not going to go ahead and put these kids in the Hall of Fame quite yet, but there are going to be some guys who have experience within the system who are also going to be coming back. So that kind of feeds into it as well. But there are some areas that they need to address moving forward.
When we were down in Atlanta, you know, all the talk was obviously of Brady and Belichick and being able to put their differences behind them. And one of the things that I found interesting, and I talked with Robert Ortiz, and I said, just what makes it different? And he said what really did it for him was when Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick were walking through the lunch line and knew the name of every person working for them, and then knew the fact that the lunch lady had kids and was asking about how her kids were doing and knew where he played football and Pee Wee. And is it that kind of an organization? Is that because Robert Ortiz was blown away that Robert Kraft knew his name when he waved to him in the parking lot? He was only there a week. So is it that kind of an organization that it just breeds it?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's easy to say now, but you know, I've had friends who've worked for them, and I know people who, you know, who spend time in the organization, and they say the same thing. You know, that it is, it's overused, and it's kind of a cliche thing, but the franchise really is an extended family, and he makes a point to get to know as many people within the organization as possible. You know, I'm not saying that he's going to know, you know, the name of the night watchman for better or worse, but you know, he's going to know a lot of the people who are going to end up working for him, and it's that kind of organization, and it breeds that sort of trust and familiarity, and that's one of the reasons why when people go there, they end up staying there for an awful long time, and you know, they ultimately, you know, they don't want to leave. So yeah, I think to your point, I think you do see a lot of that in Foxborough, and you see a lot of that within your organization.
Hey, before I cut you loose, I got to go over to the basketball side. So give me the lowdown on the Celtics. Got off to a weird start. They put a little bit together. The Bucks are still playing out of their minds right now and playing good basketball. We're excited here, but give me the lowdown on the Celtics.
Well, it's interesting because Kyrie is kind of, I think, still finding his footing as a leader. You know, he had the misstep earlier in the year, and then he said, you know, I really shouldn't have done that because, you know, I should have learned from LeBron. And you know, and then he came out the other day and he was asked about an extension and he said, well, you know, talk to me on July 1st. And so that is kind of all fit into what is really a bit of an up and down year for them. They're a little inconsistent. They haven't had the kind of performances that, you know, we saw from them down the stretch. You know, Gordon Hayward is kind of, you know, figuring out his overall spot in rotation. And, you know, you have young guys and you have old guys, and there are very few guys in between, or not so much young guys and old guys, but stars and young guys. And you have, you know, the Kyries, and then you have the Jason Tatums and, you know, the Jaylen Browns who had success last year without him. And so I think that they're kind of bumping up against each other. And it's interesting to see the way it's all kind of starting to shake out. They've had success over the last week or so, but they're taking a little time, well, maybe a little longer than a lot of people thought they would, to find their footing now that both Kyrie and Hayward are back with these young guys who had such a good year last year.
Anybody questioning the ability of Brad Stevens to kind of pull his arms around it? He had a really good run early on in his coaching career, and he's got some good talent. They just haven't kind of played up to their expectation at this point. Anybody looking at Stevens going, okay, where's the magic?
You know, that's a dynamite question, Bill. And I don't think that has happened quite yet. Although if this, you know, up and down ride continues over the next month or two, I have to imagine that the coach is going to start to feel a little bit of the heat, even though he has done very, very well to this point in his career with the Celtics. But yeah, it's a great question and something that certainly bears watching going forward.
Good stuff as always, my friend. We will chat again soon, okay?
Sounds good. Take care, Bill.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Chris Price with the Boston Sports Journal joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80+. They're going to get done. Call them 844-PRIOR to go to schneiderjobs.com or go to schneiderjobs.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.